following seances were recorded in 1962. Medium Leslie Flint, sitter Rose Creed, communicator Lucius Lucillus. Subject, reincarnation.
This seance was recorded on August the 1st, 1962. Sitter Rose Creed, medium Leslie Flint.
Become much interested in the things that are the mind, when I laid out the arms of war, I did stake out myself much time in thought and reflection on the mysteries and the possibilities of that which may lay ahead after so-called death. Thy father and mine were much enjoyed together in these discussions, and oft times when we visited, as we oft times did, our friends in other places, we would sit in the early hours of the morning discussing these things. And in Pompeii, there was one who was of the Egyptian race, who was very learned, and much wisdom he possessed. And he was what some would have called psychic. And in his company, of times did we sit and have experiences, as you call it, of communication with the so-called dead.
Yes. May I ask, I think it must be this medium here, don't you?
No.
No, all right.
But he and his brother were interested in these things.
Oh, yes.
And joined oft times with us. But we were older men, more experienced of the world, more concerned, as we grew older, with the things that would be as we thought eternal. We discussed these problems and had many interesting experiences, and we discovered truly that life does not end with so-called death. The Egyptian Pharos was one of great wisdom,
yes,
great intelligence, and great power.
Yes, he came through once to me and was most interesting, telling me all about the pyramid.
The instrument, the medium, as you term him, that I now use.
Yes.
Was in companionship with his brother oft times when we were guests in the household.
Oh, yes.
As indeed were you and your brother, and other members sometimes of your family. Sometimes you alone would travel with your brother.
Yes.
And would stay, perhaps through the heat of the summer, before returning to the capital.
Yes.
Sometimes you would go across the waters to one of the islands.
Yes.
As I pierce the darkness of time, as I try to see with clarity of vision that I might repeat in some measure these things to thee, 'tis because I am desirous that thou should know more and more of these truths, so that each one of you shall see more clearly how thou hast been linked through time, through many experiences, why and how and when, that you might know that time itself is unimportant in the lives of men, that all that matters is the experiences and the realization that comes that life itself is eternal, that bodies and time are of little importance other than the fact that they give us the opportunities to experience those things which are necessary to our evolution and our spiritual unfoldment and development. You, like others whose names I will endeavor to give you from time to time, are all linked together in this bond of love which is timeless, which has been for so long linking you with a strength that nothing can break and time itself cannot destroy. There are some of you who are linked in this bond still upon earth. Others are here. Others are in the realms of the spirit in varying spheres according to their evolution. And each and every one is conscious of the other, and each is receiving inspiration and guidance, and each one is helping the other, and each one is supporting in some measure those less fortunate who have not so far perhaps evolved sufficiently. We are linked with you by chains of love and power that nothing can destroy. And though you are still upon earth, it does not necessarily mean because of this that thou hast not developed or progressed. I can tell you that your purpose in returning to earth is not only for your own learning, but you might have in some measure through your lifetime enabled others to see a little more clearly and given to them some spiritual insight and guidance, and also to serve others who are also linked with us in this bond. For as we travel through time, though we are bound by such ties of love, nevertheless, there are always those who progress further afield, who perhaps are more adventurous, who perhaps have greater strength within themselves to seek and to find and in consequence to climb. And there are those who sacrifice themselves willingly and stay back and hold themselves in abeyance that others may go further forward in consequence. Your life, not only in this, but in other incarnations, has been, and always, it seems, one of great sacrifice. You may sometimes wonder why this should be, and oftentimes you must feel within yourself there must be some reason, some purpose, something which perhaps you could not understand and yet feel within yourself there is a good reason. It is because of your love, it is because of your patience and perseverance with others, because you have sacrificed yourself more than once, that others whom you love should go forward in some form or other, not necessarily always spiritually, but perhaps in a material sense, that they might progress in a particular field of work or activity. In the inspiration that you saw for them, you gave to them a strength which was necessary for that time and age. We do not see, my child, as we are in each incarnation, many of the reasons and the purposes of many things. We may not see at that time, but the time surely comes when that flesh is disintegrating us no more and we are free of it, that we can see back and we can therefore know of its reason and its purpose. You have served. Always you have been a servant. Always you have given of yourself. And in consequence, my child, though you are still walking the plane of earth, because you have freely and in love given of yourself, you have progressed far more than you know. There are those around you who may seem to have had so much in the material world, but these things are not for you. In some measure you may help others to aspire and to grow, and in some measure perhaps you have in the past helped others to give to the world something of great beauty and great joy, which has helped untold numbers of souls to find a peace and also gain. of the purpose of life and the meaning thereof. But these things you have done, not always with the knowledge, but always with the love in the heart, and in consequence, when your time shall be to leave behind this plane of earth which may not be long, you shall join in spirit those souls who for so long have been thy companions. Some you will recognize immediately, others you will know within your heart, though their face may be dim in memory, but you shall recapture these memories, and all shall be clear for you. The path that has been prepared should be trod, and it is a path that will be light and easy upon the foot. You have naught to fear when the time comes. I think of times, of past events, but as I enter the earth's vibration, and I try to clarify my speech and remembrance of things, it is more different. But in my own environment away from earth, I think clearly and in wisdom. But I shall overcome, no doubt, many of these problems and difficulties, and I shall tell thee much, and bring thee great inspiration, and bring through also other souls who have been promised thee that are part of our plan and our work, and the chain that binds us and strengthens shall be made more and more strong, because in wisdom and in truth you will see and you will know, and you will recognize that each link in this chain is important. Not one is unimportant. All are part of this plan, child.
Thank you very, very much.
He whom you call Frederic Chopin,
yes,
is an old soul who has lived many times, who thou hast been linked with in many ways. Thou hast been oft-times an inspiration to him in his work and in his endeavors. Thou hast given him great strength when he most needed it. And this link that has bound you together, which is so strong, will be proven to you even more in the coming months. For we have plans prepared, which if we shall be able to bring into fruition, will show to you the clarity of vision, these truths more apparent and more definite. We have our reasons, though I speak to you in this tongue which you call English, and I try to transmit in words these things that come into my thoughts, these thoughts that I am so anxious to transmit to you in a clarity so that you can picturize them and know them and recognize them. These things I hope with more clarity I shall do. But thou must be patient, for I do find the difficulties, as indeed no doubt to all who come at first. I, Lucille, child, I shall not fail you.
Thank you. You're speaking very, very clearly. I can hear every word. Thank you for all you have said to me tonight.
How through time itself, through even centuries before this time of which I speak, in the times when the pharaohs ruled, how we were together, how we were linked, how you and many other souls whom you have now accepted because of their communications with you, as indeed truly brothers and sisters, how we were linked together, how we have developed and how we have overcome, how we have progressed and how we have met again and assembled, many of us on this side, and still those of you that are left on yours, how we shall come together even more in the years of thy head. We do not think, of course, in terms of time, years. I refer to these things in that fashion so that you can perhaps in some measure understand. Each incarnation, I suppose, must be referred to in its time, but we do not see it in the same sense. Each incarnation is but a short space for which we lingered a while. We cannot find words, even those who are more experienced, no doubt, in this coming through, as you say, to speak, you could not possibly find words to say and depict and describe and explain so much. But this I say to you, that you and other souls that you know of, and many that you know not of, are bound together, because we go back in time itself to dim ages, when we first were one family, when first we were of one house, and how we spread out, and how in consequence through varying conditions and vicissitudes of life, our family enlarged itself, and how it was reborn in different ages and different times, how we were linked and how we were brought together again and then separated and together again and separated, and how through all these lives and names under which we went, we experienced much and became in consequence more advanced and more knowledgeable, how we have developed through time itself until such time as we shall be together again as one group or family, and we shall be truly one house.
Well,
which I cannot understand, they make you understand, but one day it shall so be that you will.
That will be a lovely, lovely time, Lucius.
If ever you go, which I doubt, that if it were possible for you to go, to Ostia. There you will see the remnants of my tomb. Lucius Lucellus.
Lucius Lucellus?
Lucius Lucellus.
Ah.
At one time, Ostia was a great garrison town, although it was also a great watering place where many escaped, as it were, from the heat of Rome in the summer months to recuperate and to rest by the waters. It was always a hive of activity, and many sports were held and much entertainment was given. It was a strange mixed place, but there were many lovely villas and palaces, often built by retired pupils of the army. And I had such a place, and your family oft-times would visit me there. Sometimes your family would visit the veterans, and I sometimes would join, because I used to very much like to go down to Pompeii and Herculaneum, because there were men from many nations who seemed to have gathered at that particular place. There were many religions which always fascinated and interested me, and I was able there to converse with many on many things appertaining to religion. The restrictions there were not so strong as they were in Rome. In Rome it was not considered wise to discuss unorthodox religions too near the temples of the gods and the emperor. But there it seemed particularly that there were many peoples and many nations gathered and many things were discussed that could not easily be discussed elsewhere. It was a great city. It was a city, perhaps, as you would say today, of great vice, but also it was a city of great knowledge and great learning, and many, many great souls visited and also were able to give much information and guidance, and there was great dissension too because of this, it is so, but even so, those of the wealthy were able to entertain these men from across waters who came with new tidings and new religions, even the Christians who were then beginning to make themselves felt were sometimes listened to, and there were those who were able to perform what you today call miracles. I in those days witnessed with the Vedas and others miracles of a nature which was so unusual that eventually I became very convinced, particularly of the truth of life beyond death. It was in that incarnation that I first began to feel and to know my true self and to understand. And there were those particularly who were able to give us demonstrations. But Pharos was the greatest. He had the power of mysticism. He had the power of clairvoyance. He was able to bring, as it were, before our very eyes, scenes of past events. He was able to unlock doors that had been so long locked. He was able to show us many of the things which in our hearts we felt may be true, but we needed the evidence to support these things which he was able to give us. Pharos himself was a man of great wisdom, but because of his knowledge, eventually he suffered a very terrible death. But that is another story. Many things I want and others also here to reveal to you. We ask only that you remain with a mind that is open to receive. We only ask that you will accept in truth and in complete fairness all that we may say to you.
Yes.
For many things may strike you as strange, and some may be difficult to accept and to believe, but I say to you that everyone in this house has been linked in past time.
Everyone.
But there are others. There are others. There are others.
Others living on the earth, you mean?
Some, many, on this side, but
yes.
Some on the earth. The instrument are humans. He whom thou callest ran well.
Oh, yes.
She whom thou callest Lucy.
Lucy?
Lucy?
Yes.
Is that not so?
I know Lucy, yes.
No, Lucy, Marcy. Marcy.
Oh, Marcy.
Also, he whom thou callest Albert.
Oh, yes.
Also, he whom you call One.
Oh, yes.
I do not know how these names are always pronounced. Also, other souls.
Yes.
But you shall learn. You shall learn, my child. But what is important, more important than this, is that you shall know that all is well with you and all is prepared. There is no need for any soul to fear that thing or death.
Oh, I
understand. It's the gateway to life.
Yes.
The gateway to the illumination of the spirit. I must go. I cannot stay longer.
You
the power weakens for me.
Thank you very much.
My peace to you, my child.
You are...